T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
417 here at KNX. This is the time of the day we answer your coronavirus questions. You can send them to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today is a COVID-19 survivor. This story, though, shows the lasting impact that this virus can have. Greg Garfield, Southern California man, was the first coronavirus patient at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, where he stayed for more than 2 months. Also with us is girlfriend AJ Johnson.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you contracted COVID back in February, but I understand you had to undergo a medical procedure linked to the virus just last week. Tell us about that.
That's correct. It was actually the second procedure in 2 weeks. I had amputations of my left and right hand on most of my fingers.
Wow. Okay. Explain how and why, because I think a lot of people still think of this as a lung thing, maybe a heart thing. But how did this end up the way it ended up for you?
So I was on life support. I was on a ventilator for 31 days, given a 1% chance of survival. And my blood pressure was so low, when they were to move me even an inch, my blood pressure would crash. And I was almost lost more than 4 times. I was put on pressors, a medication called Levo, that forced all of the blood to my major organs to survive. And my fingers and a couple of my toes were compromised from lack of blood circulation.
My goodness. So right now, is that the end of the amputations? Are you still dealing with any other complications from this virus?
I'm really fortunate. I was on a ventilator for 31 days. I had kidney failure, liver failure. I was on dialysis. I had sepsis. I had MRSA. I had the kitchen sink thrown at me. As far as the amputations are concerned, I have had all the surgery regarding the amputations, but there's additional surgeries as far as reconstructive that I'm going through, and I have absolutely 100% recovery of my internal organs.
Take me back to the beginning. Were you a risk factor? You're younger than 65, right? Athletic. I mean, how worried were you at the beginning of this, and where do you think you picked it up?
I'm 54 years old. I have no pre-existing conditions. I have what they call a hyperimmune system, which is the best of the best. And when I picked it up, I picked it up in Italy on a ski trip. And when I got back to the States, I had flu-like symptoms. I tested for COVID, and I tested positive, quarantined myself. And 2 days later, I ended up in the hospital, and 2 days after that, I was put on a ventilator.
Okay, and I understand you've been following Nick Cordero, the Broadway actor who just died yesterday. I understand you were following his case. What about his case drew you in?
It was more the her journey, Amanda, his wife, her journey with AJ, and they were so paralleled in regards to what they both were going through. The two of them connected, and AJ educated her on a lot of the information that she didn't realize in regards to what was happening with both of us, in the hospital, with winning small victories of the settings of the vent, and and what changes were made and when to celebrate and so forth and so on. And it was really AJ's journey with Amanda that their connection really flourished.
Well, AJ, let's bring you into the conversation. What was it like to see him in the hospital for this long? And then, of course, your feelings now that, you know, Nick has passed away.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that when Greg was on life support for over 30 days, that window of time was probably one of the worst times of my life. I don't know. I couldn't compare it to anything else as bad. And his sister and I really had to depend on each other to get through those 30 days between the great news that we would get and horrible news about 3 hours later. You know, we'd be celebrating in the morning and then we get a call at noon that something turned for the worst and we would suddenly have to drop, you know, from a celebration to like literally hanging on to life with him. It was the hardest 30 days of my life and it was exhausting. So when I looked at Amanda's story with Nick, he was in there for 90 days. I don't know a strength someone in my life that I would ever meet that would be able to endure that type of intensity, that type of roller coaster. She just kept her head held high. She stayed as positive as she could. She, you know, she was thrown so many different, you know, challenges throughout that time that really, I can only say what an inspiration and how much I admired her through that whole thing, because just 30 days seemed like forever for me. So it just breaks my heart that he's gone, because frankly, they fought such a hard fight and there was so much hope in there. And unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way all of us had hoped and prayed for.
I can't imagine what you and Amanda went through. I mean, because you can't even visit. You couldn't even visit Greg, you know. So how did you go through those days? I mean, not being able to visit and then getting the bad news, the good news. Mm-hmm. What were you doing? What was going through your mind?
You know what, you guys? Mindset is everything. Positivity is everything. His sister and I, his sister Stephanie, came down and she stayed with me at my house the entire time. And we cried together. We danced together when good news came around. We went on runs together. We did everything in our power to stay positive, to keep the vibrations high. We really believed that, you know, when your vibrations are low, you just feel weak and you're susceptible. And we felt like the more positive we were and the higher our vibrations and our moods were, the stronger we were and the more we would fend off any type of weakness and struggle. You know, when I was down, she was up. And when she was down, I was up. We really worked hard together to get through it. And no, we couldn't see him. We couldn't talk to him. We had to rely on the news that we got from the incredible nursing staff and doctors at St. Joe's that we would talk to 3 and 4 times a day. It was, I mean, thank goodness nurses are who they are, because we couldn't be with him, but we were in spirit because they channeled, you know, whatever we needed to him.
Greg, what do you say to people having been through what you've been through that still think that, you know, this is overblown, or I don't need to wear a mask, or, you know, I'm probably just going to get a cold and it won't be fun for a few days, but it's nothing more than that.
You know, I'm a prime example of a guy who shouldn't get it. Therefore, you know, they're susceptible to this. You know, granted, you know, we're looking at the statistics. You know, it's not it runs a minimal risk to get to my level, but it is possible. The hospital rates of being in ICU are spiking right now. You know, it's really real, and there's no rhyme or reason of why I got it worse than somebody else. And we don't know anything yet. So, you know, the cautiousness of individuals to being socially responsible out there is really, really high right now. And, you know, I could only hope that people really do take this seriously. And, you know, look at me. I'm an example of what you don't want to have happen. And I'm very, very fortunate to be alive. With given a 1% chance of survival, that means if you're in my situation, you won't make it. And do you run the risk of your kids, yourself, your family members? I mean, just be responsible for, at the very least, wear a mask.
Greg, we're glad you're here.
Yes.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
You guys take care.
Thank you both.
Take care, guys.
All right. Greg Garfield there and his girlfriend, AJ Johnson.